summer wardrobe. One common big summer expense is clothes. In summer, you need clothes that will help you keep cool. That means short-sleeved shirts and more airy fabrics. It also often means buying swimwear. If you don't have summer clothing on hand, it can cost a lot of money to stock the wardrobe of the whole family. Here are a few ways you can save money on summer clothes. Greater than go to charity shops. Charity shops like Goodwill or the Salvation Army frequently sell clothes at very, very low rates. You can often pick up summer clothes at a fraction of the price you'd pay at a retail store. Greater than pass it down the family. If you have two kids, you can often pass one piece of clothing from the older sibling to the younger. The younger sibling might not necessarily appreciate it, but if finances are tight, it might be what's called for. Try to mix it up so your kids get a combination of both new clothes and pre-owned clothes. Greater than if you buy new. If you're buying clothes new, avoid higher-end stores and stick to stores that cater to the lower end of the budget spectrum. For example, shop at The Gap or Old Navy rather than at H&M. Greater than look for sales. One big sale to look out for is the end-of-season sale. Right as summer comes along, many stores will quickly try to get rid of last season's clothing. That's prime time to swoop in and get great new clothes at a discount. You might be thinking, but those aren't summer clothes. That's true, they're not technically summer clothes. However, if they're short-sleeved, or if they're made of airy materials, you can easily wear them in summer even if they weren't part of the brand's summer line. Greater than go to used clothes stores. Another place you can look is used clothes stores. These stores are usually a little more expensive than charity shops, but their clothes are of a much higher quality. These shops basically buy clothes from other people, but only hand-pick clothes they believe will sell. That's why the clothes they carry are usually great. While it's not Goodwill prices, you're still usually looking at a 50% to 70% discount off retail prices. Greater than try shopping on eBay. Finally, if you can't find great bargains in your area, you can try eBay. As long as you know your size, you can often buy phenomenally cheap clothing on eBay brand new. It's this cheap because the person selling on eBay has a direct connection with the manufacturer and is able to cut out the middleman. These are all ways you can save money on clothing this summer. Stocking up on summer clothes shouldn't break the bank. With these tips, you'll be able to dress yourself and your family for pennies on the dollar. Thrifty summer party ideas. Summer is the biggest time of the year for parties. School is on break, the weather is nice and everyone is in an outgoing mood. Yet throwing a party can be very expensive. If you want to host a party without it costing an arm and a leg, what can you do? Greater than make the party a potluck. Instead of being responsible for all the food and drinks yourself, make it a potluck. Have other people chip in to make the experience great. You can either do a blind potluck where everyone just brings whatever they want, or you can do a more organized potluck where you list out everything you need. For example, you might say that you need 8 people to bring a real food dish, 3 to bring desserts and 4 people to bring snacks. You can also make the drinks a part of the potluck experience. Have people bring a bottle of wine or a pack of beer to help chip in. Greater than have a friend do the entertainment. Hiring entertainment can be very costly. What most people don't realize is that within their own pool of friends, there's often a huge amount of entertainment talent. Do you know anyone who's starting a band or plays with their friends? Do you know anyone who used to be trained as a musician then switched careers? What about any wannabe stand-up comedians? There are often people who've yet for fun and who would love the opportunity to DJ for a real party. All of these kinds of entertainers can be hired for absolutely no cost, if they're your friends. Just ask nicely, let them know there's no pressure and that you'd appreciate them even if they think they're not that good. Greater than saving money on the location. Having a party at your own house can be expensive. You might get charged for the extra garbage the party generates. You'll definitely use tons of water, gas and electricity. Furthermore, there are always unexpected expenses with parties, like broken glass or plates. There are a few ways around this. First, you could host a no food just drinks party at your local bar. Let them know you want the room for free, in exchange you'll bring a lot of people who buy drinks. You could also host a picnic party, where everyone brings food and drinks to an outdoor park. This makes cleaning up very easy. Just because you want to host a party doesn't mean you need to spend a bucket of cash. By getting everyone to pool their resources, you can drastically cut down on your personal costs while still creating an amazing experience for everyone. Best of all, people won't even be able to tell that it was a low-cost party. Reduce your summer driving costs. Summer is one of the most expensive times of the year for drivers. If you have kids, you'll often be taking them to summer camps, to the beach, to friends' houses and so on. Even if you don't have kids, chances are you'll be going out a lot more in summer than in winter. On top of that, during summer you're probably regularly running the AC in your car. That guzzles gas like no tomorrow. It's in summer that fuel economy becomes especially important. If you're not careful, all that extra driving can quickly become a lot of extra costs. Here's how to make sure your auto expenses don't skyrocket this summer. Greater than inflate your tires. If your tires are even a little bit flat, that means you're probably burning more gas than new should be. If they're flat enough that you can tell visually, you're probably burning as much as 25% more gas than new should be. That means that for every $20 of gas you fill, $5 is wasted. Inflate your tires. It only costs $1 to fill the tires yourself. Why wouldn't you? Greater than maintain your car. Get an oil change every 3,000 miles. Change your air filters if they're dirty. Get your fluids changed. Maintaining your car generally pays for itself. A poor spark plug can reduce gas mileage by 12%, while a bad air filter can increase your costs by 20%. The bottom line is, it pays to keep your car in good condition. Greater than park in your garage. A lot of people don't park their cars in their garage because it's so full of stuff. Instead, they park it in the driveway or by the sidewalk. Unfortunately, in summer that means your car is going to get very hot. When your car gets very hot, that means the first thing you do when you get in your car is probably to turn on the AC. That's going to cost a lot of gas. Instead, why not just rearrange your garage so you have enough space to park in? Park in the shade or indoors and you'll save a lot of gas from reduced AC usage. Greater than drive well. Poor driving actually takes a lot more gas. If you're going over 60 miles per hour, you're paying too much. For every mile above 60 miles per hour you drive, you're paying about an extra 6 cents per gallon. That means that if you're doing 70 miles per hour, you're paying an extra 60 cents per gallon. Don't speed up too quickly and don't brake quickly. Maintain a regularly speed whenever possible. Avoid having extra baggage in your car. Remove things from the back seat and from the trunk to reduce your gas usage. If you follow these tips, your driving costs this summer are going to be much, much lower. Save on child-related expenses. A big part of summer expenses are going to be child-related. They could come from having to pay for babysitters while you're at work, since the kids aren't in school. They could come from buying school supplies for next year. They could come from taking your kids on a vacation or the costs of sending them to summer camp. Whatever the case may be, summertime can be a very expensive time to have kids. These tips will help you save money on all these kids-related expenses that come up in summer. Greater than take advantage of school-related sales. There are two times of the year when stores all over the country have discounts for kids. These two times are the end of school discounts and the back-to-school discounts. Take advantage of these sales. Generally, the bigger sale comes at the beginning of the school year. Staples, Home Depot, Toys R Us and many other stores will have big discounts for kids. If you know you need to buy school supplies, wait until these sales to make your purchases. On the other hand, a lot of stores, especially bookstores, will have end-of-school-year sales. If you're buying used textbooks or used graphing calculators, for example, The time to buy these is the end of the school year. By the time next semester rolls around, chances are the best deals will be gone. Greater than save money on childcare. If you have younger kids, you can save a lot of money on childcare by being diligent about costs. If you're looking for a babysitter online, make sure you use a site that does background checks and vets babysitters for you. Compare the rates of different sitters to see what the market rate is. Try to see if you can find someone who's good, but is still quite affordable. Even if you're hiring someone you know or a friend of a friend, check what the market rates are anyway. It'll help you figure out what to offer a friend. Combine your childcare costs by sharing the expense with other parents. If you have one kid, for example, you might have a couple other kids come over your house and share the cost of hiring a babysitter three ways. Greater than save money on family vacations. Instead of going on an expensive family vacation, be price conscious. Try to come up with ways to have a great summer, without having to spend a lot of money. Organize water fights and BBQs. Or go on a road trip. Maybe you can go swimming at a beach your kids have never been to or take them hiking on a sunny day. There are a lot of ways you can save money on child-related expenses in summer. Look for special sales, be diligent about childcare costs and cut down on your vacation expenses. Grow your own food and save money. One of the absolute best ways to save money in summer is to grow your own food. Food can be grown in more or less any season apart from winter. In summer, you have just enough time to plant crops like legumes that take about 3 months to mature, without the risk of your food getting ruined by the cold. Greater than can you grow in your home, apartment? The ideal place for growing your own food is naturally your own backyard, front yard or patch of soil. This will allow you to plant seeds the way Mother Nature designed them. They'll be able to soak in water from the rain and soak in the sun every day. What if you don't have a garden? Don't fret, you can still grow your own food. It's a relatively new science called apartment gardening or window gardening. As the name suggests, this technology allows people to grow plants in their own apartments. You can just hang up a special contraption that drips water by your window, and grow plants from your window. This is called a hydroponic device, also known as vertical gardening. Unfortunately, with vertical gardening, plants only get sunlight for a portion of the day rather than the entire day. That can restrict some of the kinds of crops you can choose. Greater than decide what you want to grow. Growing certain foods is very easy, while other kinds of foods is extremely difficult. As a beginning gardener, you should probably avoid grains. Grains have a very specific harvest period and don't produce continually. You plant it once, you harvest it once and you're done for the year. If you miss the harvest, your entire crop is ruined. Legumes, on the other hand, are extremely easy. They take about 2 to 3 months to mature. Once they're mature, they'll keep on producing all the way till winter. You don't just harvest once, you get to keep harvesting again and again and again. Most fruits require some sort of tree to grow on and can take a long time before a seed bears fruit. Most people who are looking to save money now will want to avoid planting fruits. Gourds like squash and cucumber grow relatively quickly. In as little as a month and a half to 5 months, you can have a whole array of free vegetables. Growing your own food indoors or outdoors is a great way to save money. The trade-off is that it does take a lot of time and attention. If you don't enjoy gardening, it's probably not worth it. However, if you like the process and you enjoy learning about planting, gardening and harvesting, this can be a great way to both save money and learn a new skill. Cheap and kid-friendly holiday ideas. Summer vacations can be very expensive. If you go on a trip abroad with the whole family, that can easily rack up thousands of dollars. Sending your kids to summer camp can cost several hundreds, or even a couple thousand dollars. Yet no parent wants to keep their kids home all of summer just to save money. Instead, why not take your kids on an inexpensive summer vacation? Here are three ideas for the kinds of vacations you can take. Greater than go camping. Most kids love camping. They love starting fires, they love telling stories, They love being allowed to stay up late. They might not love hiking necessarily, but once they're at the campsite, they're generally a bundle of joy. Going camping doesn't have to cost much at all. You can borrow a tent from a friend if you don't have one. The rest is just food expenses. If you're making a campfire, you don't even have to buy a gas stove. Go camping as a family, or get a few friends together and get a whole summer camping expedition going. Go on a road trip. Driving is much, much cheaper than flying. Driving from destination to destination can be an incredibly fun way to spend a few days or weeks in summer. For kids, it'll be an opportunity to see a lot of different cities, places and people in a short span of time. Try to make frequent stops. Kids can get a little antsy if they're asked to sit in a car for many hours at a time. If you can find fun things to do every few hours rather than drive for a long distances at a time, that'll go a long way towards preserving your sanity. Visit a semi-far family member. Do you have a brother, sister, cousin or parent living in a nearby state or city? Why not go pay them a visit? Make the trip a family trip. Go visit your other family member and take your kids with you. You can stay with your family member. Your kids will get to make friends with other kids in the neighborhood or with your family member's kids, if they have kids. Run this idea by your kids first to see what they think. Some kids love the idea of spending time with other family members, while others' kids don't care for it as much. Gauge their excitement levels before making plans. By staying with family, you can completely cut out the costs of staying in a hotel or motel. These are three very inexpensive vacations you can enjoy as a whole family. Just because you don't want to spend money doesn't mean you can't have a great summer vacation. Money-saving tips to remember before planning that vacation. Everybody knows that planning a nice getaway can be very expensive due to the cost of gas, the time of year, the location and food. Here are some tips to consider before packing up and hitting the road. Make plans online. Many travel websites, such as www.orbitz.com, www.expedia.com and www.hotels.com offer great deals in airfare and hotel. They also offer packages that include airfare, hotel and a rental car. Consolidating all these options into one package is cheaper than paying individually for them in most situations. Expedia is now featuring a New York City summer vacation package offering airfare plus 3 nights at the Milford Plaza located within one block of 14 Broadway theaters for as low as $527 a person. You have the option to add a 90-minute harbor cruise for $22. Orbitz is offering airfare plus 3 nights in Montego Bay, Jamaica for as low as $522 a person. Road trips. Rent a vehicle. If your travel destination is cross-country, it may be smart to rent a car. Renting a car is cheaper than the wear and tear you would have to pay on the vehicle you own. Many car rental places offer coupons to upgrade to larger and more comfortable vehicles. Eating out. Having to eat every single meal at a restaurant on a road trip can add up very quickly. Try taking advantage of the complimentary breakfast your hotel may be offering. Also, when you are choosing restaurants, see if they have a discounted children's menu if you are traveling with the family or daily specials. Attractions and theme parks. It may be smart to take advantage of multi-day passes, which is way cheaper than buying single-day passes each day. Universal Studios Orlando has a package that offers unlimited admission to both Universal Orlando theme parks for up to 5 consecutive days for 2 adults and 2 kids. A 3-day rental car from Dollar Rental Car is included in the package. This offer is available for $139 per adult. Also, if you have infants, bring your own stroller to these theme parks. Renting strollers can cost you up to $10 a day. Purchases. Everyone knows when they bring their children on a vacation, everything they lay their eyes on, they want you to buy it for them. Set aside a certain amount of money for the kids to spend. If you do that, they will have to make tough decisions on what they want and will make them spend their money more carefully. As for you adults, Why pay $8 for a cocktail poolside when you can purchase alcohol at a nearby neighborhood store? You can make cocktails in your hotel room and pour into a plastic cup to bring down to the pool. Check out other attractions. You do not have to spend every minute of your vacation at a theme park. Try less expensive attractions. Go visit the local museum or take a tour of the city. Sightseeing can sometimes be more enjoyable than sardine-packed theme parks, plus they are a lot less expensive. Money-saving travel websites on the internet. The internet seems to have been made for ferreting out travel savings. So many sites that offer information on hotel and transportation vendors exist that there really is a need for a way to compare these offers. And that exists too. There are several websites that will compare tours and individual transportation and hotel rates to any given destination by price and customer rating. Some great travel websites are Expedia, Cheap Trips, and Priceline. These are websites that offer comparison shopping par excellence, and their resources for discounted transportation and places to stay are vast and all-encompassing. Some of these are booking agents that get vacancies from the hotels and airlines and broker them to the public. Others work by buying up a certain number of flights or hotel rooms at a bulk price and reselling them to their customers. In either case, they offer savings that the average traveler would not find on his or her own, or at least not without a considerable number of hours spent searching. Using a travel agent can sometimes represent a savings in travel. They have connections with transport companies and hotels and keep an ear to the ground for bargains. Even more likely to provide travel savings is a travel booker, who works with the airlines, car rental agencies and major hotels to turn their unbooked or underbooked vacancies into real savings for the travel consumer. When looking for travel savings, don't omit going directly to airlines' websites for specials they may be offering. Cash in your frequent flyer club miles if you have them. Don't forget you may have been accumulating these all along through your credit card. Just 10,000 miles will get you a domestic, round-trip economy class ticket. If you are short of this number, most airlines allow you to purchase miles. For a few $100s you may have the transportation segment of your travel solved. This strategy also applies to hotel booking. It is possible that you can apply your airline miles to the cost of a hotel room, or your credit card companies may be offering an incentive with a partner hotel chain that will result in getting great accommodations at an equally great savings. Bear in mind that the internet is a terrific source of travel savings, and the amount you save will probably be proportionate to the amount of research you put in. But, as you leave for your holiday with the knowledge that you have saved enough to take another, or at least a long weekend, you know your hard work was well worth it. Cash budgeting system. Apart from the holiday season, summer is the most expensive time of the year. You have rising electrical costs from cooling your home, your gas usage shoots up from using the car's AC, and the kids, if you have kids, all want to go on summer vacation. In many ways, summer is the worst enemy of a healthy bank account. How can you make sure you don't overspend and end up underfunded this summer? Use the cash budgeting method. == Determine how much you want to spend this summer. Decide how much money you want to spend this summer, on a monthly basis. One way to do this is to look back on the previous few months. What were your expenses for the last 3 months? In summer, it might be unreasonable to try and keep your expenses exactly the same. However, you could give yourself a cap of no more than 10% more than you spent in non-summer months. Pick a solid number that you'd like to stick to. == Divide any major expenses among the summer months. Let's say you're sending your kids to summer camp. You have two kids and it costs $500 apiece, for a total of $1,000. Instead of counting that expense all in one go, divide it among the summer months. If you're counting June, July and August as summer, you'd add $333 to each of those months' expenses. By adding the expense to 3 months rather than one, you make it a lot easier to offset the costs by saving money in other areas. == Take out your weekly allowance in cash. Divide your monthly allowance by 4 and use that as your weekly allowance. At the beginning of each week, head over to the ATM and take out that amount of money. When you get home, Lock your debit and credit cards in a drawer. For the rest of the week, you'll use only cash to make purchases. This kind of mentality forces you to save money. Every day at the end of the day, you'll see exactly how much cash you have left. You won't be able to overspend, because the money simply won't be there. Make it so that in order to open the drawer with the credit cards, you need both your own and your spouse's permission. The drawer shouldn't be opened unless it's an emergency. This cash-based approach will help you make the sacrifices necessary to keep a budget in check. Sometimes saying no to spending money can be really tough. Seeing a dwindling, finite pile of cash can really help you make those tough decisions. Try out this system for at least 1 month before deciding whether or not it helps. A must-do money-saving exercise for everyone. There is a simple money-saving exercise that everyone should do at least once in their lives. It is ultimately one of the best ways to save money, because it is not about pinching pennies, but about discovering what you really want and getting it. It is so simple you may hesitate to try it. Just try it. Here it is. List everything that you have spent money on, are currently spending money on, or might spend money on. Don't just read this and think of a few things. Take the time to actually write it all down. Review your bank statements if you have to, in order to remember and include everything. Now go through the list, and carefully consider each item. Take the most time on the big items, past, present and future possibilities. If your timeshare on the beach is worth half what you paid, costs $1,000 per year in expenses, and is rarely used, you need to learn from that, not to punish yourself, but to have a richer life. If you think honestly about the number of times you will use that recreational vehicle, and the cost, it may be $250 for each day of use. That's okay if that is worth it to you, but maybe you really would enjoy $100 hotels more. Or maybe you can rent an RV for a less overall cost, thus freeing up money for other important goals. You see, saving money isn't about sacrifice. We all are aware of the Scrooges in life that pinch their pennies, bank the savings, and then do nothing with it. The point should be to save money in one area of life so you can use it in ways that make your whole life richer. Suppose you notice you're spending $8 per month on subscriptions to magazine you don't read, or on insurance for a motorcycle you almost never ride? Cancel the subscriptions or sell the motorcycle, and what have you lost? Is it a big deal? What will that $8 get you instead? Bank it for 10 years, and use the $1,200 to take a second honeymoon. Use it to pay for a day off work once a year, to spend with the kids. Invest it, to have an extra $50 per month during your retirement years. Buy 6 good books a year, to learn something new. Make banana splits for the family once a month. Give $100 per year to a worthy cause. $8 per month can do a lot if used wisely. Imagine what you could do if you stopped wasting $200 per month. That's why it is so important to discover what you really want, and what you don't want. This is one of the most intelligent ways to save money. Conclusion. There has been a lot of not-so-fun info provided here. But just because you're living on a budget, don't think you won't be able to have fun any longer. Sure, there will be some cutting you'll have to do, namely the frills. And you'll have to spend some time to find the low-cost ways to have a good time. Remember to your early days, or when you were first wed. Remember when income was tight? Remember to what you did then for entertainment to get some ideas. Surely, there are things you are able to do now that you did back then and have the same kind of fun you had in those days. Fun is an important part of life. But so is paying attention to your finances, and hopefully this book has given you some valuable info on how to get your family finances in order to ensure a bright future.